Welcome back to another episode of Velocity. I'm of course Vel, and I don't know why I feel like I was going to introduce somebody, but I forget. This is a solo episode. Anyway, welcome back to Velocity. It is your one and only Vel, aka Vel Next Door, aka Mr. Alias, whatever you want to call me as. That's me. Of course, it shouldn't have been too long since the last time you heard from me. It is currently 27th of February. Happy Black History Month. You know, it's our month. We shine. I feel like I got superpowers. Like, I feel like every day, or not even every day, but like every other day, I've thought of something and it happened. Like, strange deja vu, but like, I swear I've been in these moments before. But anyway, Black History Month. You know, hope you all rewatch Black Panther. I need that essay due. It's tomorrow. Anyway, hope you all doing okay. Have a great day. Have a great week. Spring is almost here. One of my least favorite seasons, but you know, at least the cold is gone, and it's at least some of the best time to hoop and be outside. And overall, just a great time to live life, I would say. Of course, we are 3 weeks away from spring break. 10 after that, we are 7 weeks away from graduation. So 10 weeks in total until that whole skedaddle. Well, 12, basically. But yeah, it's going to fly by. It's going to fly by. So 3 more months until we get to graduation. But anyway, just speaking of graduation and months and time flying, today is, of course, the start of sectional basketball for your Warriors. And honestly, time really do fly. It felt like just yesterday I was broadcasting my first football game. And this could potentially be my last game. Because the Warriors team is not very... as a broadcaster, I was brought up to not be biased. But this Warriors squad is obviously not the best one that we've seen in past years. Of course, I would put it, it's in the middle from, it's either in the middle or on that same tier as this team from my sophomore year with Tay Davis and Chandler Jackson. So it's on that tier, but yeah, not as strong as, of course, the one last year. Last year's team was actually very fun to watch, and I just feel like I haven't seen a lot of this boys team. We didn't call a lot of games this year compared to last and previous years. So it's a lot of going by ear whenever we play. And yeah, but this team does have a lot of fight. I will give it that, though. This team's very short stacked, I would say, compared to the last few teams I named. But overall, it's still some quality players on this team. Javon Guest, Robert Walker, J.J. Craig, a freshman. A whole freshman came out balling in varsity. So obviously, credit where credit is due. J.J. Craig is going to be something special for this Warrior squad or wherever if he leaves, wherever he goes. He's going to be magical wherever he is. But yeah, man. Just go overall broadcasting and it just being possibly my last game as they play the Bears. And with my photography thing going on, I've gotten a lot closer to the LC side and a lot more other side of the school part. So it's honestly hard for me to root for either or team. If we go off just stats, record, everything, this is a Bears win, honestly. This is a Bears win, if we being honest. If Warren does win, hey. I'm not complaining. School team on top. I'm on both sides. I'm on both sides. But yeah, well, going back from like way back in 2021, I believe. I feel old. 2021, first football broadcast with Isaiah. Man, I was like spectating for like a minute, like 3 weeks. And then finally I got on the broadcast. It was Ben Davis, I believe, was my first broadcast. Yeah, it was the first time I was calling a game. That was the first time I called a game. It's just crazy thinking about how that was just flew by. And now we're in final section. Oh, my goodness. First round of final. Oh, my God. I feel old, man. But nah. Just overall going with all of these, like all the experiences I had with Isaiah, with Nakori, you know, with Caden and with Jackson. Jackson especially. Me and Jackson, we had a year. Not even a year. We had 2 years of broadcasting together. And at first, because Jackson came in my sophomore year or my junior year. So we had that whole thing. And it was like, we was learning. It's a true bond. Like at the start, me and Jackson, we wasn't that close. The only time we really spoke was about football rosters and about the basketball rosters. And obviously when we were broadcasting. That was the only time we mainly spoke. But after that, we formed. And we wasn't like. We wasn't in tune, I would say. At the start, we wasn't in tune. Very rocky, very shaky. But as time went on, you know, we became closer. And it became more of a, you know, a strange pairing to now it's a, you know, we can work. It's like we're like businessmen now. Like, obviously, we handle our business and we talk outside, and it's a lot of closer relationship in terms of me and Jackson, and honestly, me and everybody. I would say that kind of goes with the whole thing of the radio thing, where I wasn't as close with everybody as I'm the only person I know. Like, out of everybody that I knew before radio, I had not one friend or one person I knew in advanced radio my sophomore year. I literally knew nobody until, you know, Nicori and Isaiah pulled me in, or Cash pulled me in, and he was like, hey, talk about basketball. All right. Well, I think the Clippers are going to win. All right. That's how we all became friends. Now, me and Isaiah and Nicori and Teef, we all in a group chat, and that's the group. It's just strange how, you know, time flies. And, like, going back to the Jackson thing, me and Jackson, you know, it was shaky because Jackson was new to it. I was still learning because I only had 1 year of Isaiah and Nicori to, like, shadow. Or not even a whole – I didn't even have a whole year. I had, like, a few weeks to get under their wing. And, of course, Isaiah had – he had Colin for, like, 2 years. I only had one. I only had a few weeks. And it was more of a find my own ground thing, find my own play-by-play. And it was cool. Honestly, it's a cool experience. The transition from Jackson to doing football and I'm broadcasting basketball is – I feel like it was a cool mix, you know. Me and Jackson, we both obviously have our more favorite sports. He doesn't – I won't say he don't like it, but he's not as interested in basketball as he is football. I'm not interested in football as he is in basketball. So it's like it works both ways. When he has to take over, he takes over. When I have to take over, I take over. And so it just works fine. I'm glad me and Jackson did build that relationship to where we became cool. And honestly, it was just fun. Like, I'm going to keep going on because Jackson's my dog. That's my dog, man. Because at the start, it was, you know, me and Jack. I knew of Jackson because we went to, I forgot how I knew Jackson. I think we went to the same middle school. And I, like, knew of him because he was, like, a taller kid. He was, like, a taller kid. So I knew of him, but, like, I didn't know him. Like, Jackson was always a loud kid, I would say. So I knew of him. I remember now. I used to not like Jackson because he was always loud and annoying. And yeah, like, I don't like loud things. If it's too loud, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to get annoyed because that's just not who I am. Even though, I sound like a loud person and I talk a lot, but this is my job. This is my job to talk. And then as radio came by, he was like, do you know Jackson McKenzie? I'm like, no. And then I seen him. I was like, oh, Jackson. Because obviously COVID ruined everything. I barely knew anybody. But then that happened. And then we didn't click until, like, we literally did not click. I think Jackson was shadowing some of our game sophomore year, but, like, he wasn't on them as much, but he was shadowing. Yeah, because Jackson shadowed that game against – he broadcasted that game against, I believe, when they played North Central or LN, and Tay dropped 40. So he was on there, but it was mainly me, Nicori, and Isaiah that first year round broadcasting, and then obviously me and Jack took over. And we just became – closer and closer, just talking about the teams, discussing them, game plans, planning, who does what. You know, I can do this. Hey, can you do this? Like, it never felt like a boss worker thing. Like, obviously, I'm the sports director. I always put that on every job application I ever have because I swear it always gets me the job. I put sports director at my school, and they're like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh, I basically – you know, I overlook the media team or the sports, what we do with sports and broadcast, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, man. I'm like, yeah. So I basically have, like, that leadership role, and they love it. They eat it up every time. Every time. Don't reveal my secret, though. But, yeah, I'm the sports director. But it never felt like I was bossing him around. When he had to take over, it never felt like he was bossing me around. It was just, hey, can you do blank, blank, blank? Oh, yeah, sure. It felt like a bro thing. But, yeah, that's what it was. That's the best thing I can say. Me and Jackson's relationship felt more like a business thing at first, and then it became slowly and surely a friend/bro thing. That's how I was. That's how I worked. Obviously, when Jackson took over with football, him and Rello did their thing. Now with basketball, we doing our thing. Of course, Caden came along. Now I got to pass the torch to AD when I leave so he can do basketball. And honestly, it's honestly a feel-good story, you know, going over everything and now into basketball. It's been honestly, I can't be mad at my experience with broadcasting. I really can't, because some days it's gonna be sometimes where you don't want to do something, but you still got to do it because that's just the way life goes. some days, you know, you don't want to broadcast the game, but overall, I can't say I didn't enjoy myself. This is probably like one of the most funnest things I've ever done in my life. Just broadcasting the games, like calling, like the Devin Holman game winner. Like, it's so many memorable moments that I can recall just broadcasting. Even the moments I didn't broadcast, just being there and experiencing that. It was just so fun. Like when the girls played LC last year and they beat them by like a buzzer beater and came back in like the final 30 seconds. I remember the Nia Jacobs AL1, the like I said, the Devin Holman game winner, the, oh my goodness, the Ben Davis comeback. Oh, that was a legendary game. I don't even broadcast that. That was just a legendary game to be with. And it's just, you can go down and down and down. Even when we played BD this year, I feel like that was one of the memorable games. It was just a fun environment. Everybody enjoyed themselves. You know, that's kind of cheating because that was alumni night. But even then, the alumni nights are great experiences. It just shows like how deep this radio squad runs through, how, you know, we all connected and we all kind of grow off each other, but we all like the same, I'm not going to say the same person, but we all are focused on the same thing, same goal. Like, we have the same mindset, but we're all different people and have all different personalities. You know, everybody has their own way of doing things, you know, and that's just the beauty of it. You just broadcasting, like, man, it's been a lot of ups and downs with these teams that I have to discuss, the Coach K interviews. The cooking with coaches are one of my favorite series ever. I really do like Coach coming in, talking with Coach, because at first I was nervous. I won't lie. I was nervous interviewing Coach because it was like, well, I don't play football. This man don't know me. He probably just see me as a random kid. And then obviously as time went on, me and Coach built that relationship of, you know, I felt more and more like an interview as time went on. And it became more fluid when we talked instead of me, you know, stuttering, being nervous. And yeah, it was just cool, you know, just knowing, how do I say this? It felt good building relationships and bonds with people that I barely knew just off of like broadcast. Like, I didn't know most of the girls' team until broadcasting. Now, oh, you're literally the number one name I get from people who don't know my name is the radio guy. Oh, you're the radio guy. Oh, you're the play-by-play guy. Yeah, that's me. That's it. That's me. Like, they know, that's what they know me for. Even like the, like a lot of people, like they don't even, like, the football people know me from as radio guy. And I'm like, y'all need to see me broadcast the game on the field. How are y'all seeing me in the booth up there? How does this work? And they just, but it's always just fun and cool to see, you know, even though I'm not playing the sport, I'm not throwing a touchdown, I'm not hitting the game winning three, but like, obviously we making an impact on, we're making an impact, you know, off the field, off the court. Obviously we cover the games when no one could be there. So, and it's just seeing people, you know, even like Salemi, who credit my work. He even see me in the hallway. He was like, hey, you're the play-by-play guy? I was like, yeah. He's like, you do a good job. Thank you. Like, that's how it is. And, you know, just getting that, you know, recognition over time, getting better over the years. It just feels good. It makes me feel good. But going back to the sectional game, first sectional game, the boys played? I think we played North Central. We played North Central at LN. Yeah, CJ Gunn, 30.5. Boy, it was no stopping that, man. CJ Gunn, I'll never forget that name. That year, I forgot a lot. But that name, I'll never forget. Next year, boom, junior year, we get what? We get the bye, I think. Yeah, we get the bye first round. Oh, no, we play LC first round. Around this time last year, I would say. Yep, it was literally a day before this, 26th of February. We played LC at home. Boy, that atmosphere, you had to be there. And I think we were the first game. No, we were the last game. We come down. Devin Holman come down. It was like a back and forth game. We went down. We went up. A lot of missed free throws. Devin Holman comes down, dribble, pull up three. And we was getting killed. That game from, I forgot his name, but it was number 5, Looter. And oh, man, it was three people that just was on our, they had our numbers. And then Devin Holman come down, boom, game winner. Whole crowd just stormed the court. It was, you had to be there. That's one of the moments you had to be there. And then the next day we had PSAT, or we had SAT. So it was like, the moment was kind of short-lived, but like, man, the day was so beautiful, bro. It was a great day to be a Warrior. Next game we play Cathedral. We lose. That was a heartbreak because we could have won that game too. Next game, or the next sectionals, we have this one, which we play LC again. And it's literally the same exact bracket as last year. We play LC. North Central plays LN. If they win, they play Addicts plays. I forgot who Addicts play. I think they get the bye, and then Cathedral gets the bye, and then we play whoever wins, or whoever wins this game plays Cathedral, and then so on. So yeah, honestly, just going over it, it's just been a fun year, especially with the girls game. I don't tell nobody, y'all, but I really do enjoy calling the girls game more than the boys game. I just think there's just way more fun moments, way more explosive moments in them games. And it's just, I just feel it's just more of a connection with that team than the boys. But they're both fun. They're both on the call, both on the broadcast. All three teams, football, boys basketball, and girls basketball, all just fun to call. I was a little sad when the girls lost in sectionals. But, hey, it's how it is. Can't say much. LC, you won a state or state champ. So you can say at least you lost to the state champions. But, yeah, that's going to be all for me in this episode of Velocity, of course. Thank you for listening to me, for 17, 16 minutes. I really do appreciate it. Hope you have a good day. Have a great week. Have a great month. Like I said, it's going to be all for me. Make sure you look both ways across the road. And, yeah, love you. Peace.